Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, guys. It is Nick Chanceff here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Welcome to the newbies, and thank you for the existing listeners to our podcast. Those that might be going through some anxiety, some stress in life. How's everyone going today? What's happening there in your world? So today we're looking at trauma. PTSD, you know, the changes in our brains, four very special ways that we can deal with the trauma, and where the trauma was the experience of like abuse, assault, witnessing violence or tragedy that has left an impression on our minds and feeling constantly on the edge. Could happen anywhere, and it say has the impact on your emotions, your stability, and your relationships. It has a big impact on our physical and mental health. And so let's unpack some of these areas today. Let's go and talk about trauma, PTSD. Yeah, they do have a real impact on our brains, leading to specific changes, chemical changes, chemistry, neurological, neuroplasticity. It kind of affects us. It affects us in various ways, and these changes can manifest in a constant feeling of like unease, emotional instability, painness, stomach pain, strained relationships, physical, mental health issues. Now, this is the thing. The moment we understand it, right? That we understand it, it's a physical health issue to us. And once we understand it, this trauma and how it affects our brain, how it actually molds or forms our brains, we can actually do something about it, and there is some hope for us. Some hope. And so as the doors open to the, you know, reversing these symptoms of and finding healings from trauma. So I thought I'd really invest some time here and talk about that today, especially like how it affects us. And it's nice that it's reversible, as mentioned. It is reversible, but we have to do the work. We have to confront it, know it's happening, almost embrace it, and identify the symptoms, and then the healing would happen. So when someone with PTSD is trapped, it's like a trap. It's like a constant trauma response is trapped. They often experience like four types of, you know, challenging symptoms or things in their lives. We look at painful thoughts, intense emotions, bodily changes, and behavioral changes. Now, these symptoms can arise because the brain actually undergoes a physical changes in response to the trauma. It forms itself. It's called a mental impression on our psyche, in our unconsciousness. It's trapped. It's important. It's really important now to really look at these changes and, you know, So they're not good thing is they're not damaging, right? They can be reversed. That's it there. But rather the brains that can adapt to respond to perceived unsafe world. It always thinks it's unsafe. Someone who's got trauma feels their world is so unsafe. Everything's against them. Something's happened. It's going to always happen. It's always a freeze. They become more vigilant in order to protect. So they feel like they're consisting on alert, hypervigilance, to protect against potential future dangers. It's interesting how the mind can snap. Now, I got a few very close friends and family that are currently now affected by trauma, past trauma. I'm so happy that they're seeing counselors and and they're getting their therapy, and just so they can come into the natural state, because the body does want to go into the natural state normally. That's its, the mind has a way of, it wants to, wants to come back to its neutrality. Unfortunately, trauma that's very short-lived with folks who've got trauma. Anything can set them off, anything. So the brain is incredibly malleable, which is good to know, and can adapt to and reshape itself based on experiences and how it sees or utilizes things. When the trauma occurs, or an impression occurs, or something triggers a trauma, called a mental impression, the brain undergoes these four changes and tries to adapt to its environment. The first one's called the hyperactivation of the hippocampus. What's this mean? The hippocampus is a region of the brain involved in many. In memory formation and emotional regulation, and may become kind of hyperactive or less active after trauma. So it kind of blocks itself. This can lead to difficulty in processing, coming back to calmness, and integrating the traumatic memories, because then it'll live in the traumatic and then double up on the traumatic memories. And that's where the stuckness occurs. And then we also have this hyperactivation of the amygdala. The amygdala is responsible for processing emotions and threat detections. It's like a single. It's a detector, almost like a smoke detector. We always feel like we're being threatened and alert. And I remember doing that when I was walking and, just had a chap near me, and I thought, I started feeling threatened before I got used to accepting that it's okay to walk in the dark by yourself. And they may become hyperactive or overly sensitive following the trauma. And this results in a heightened fear and anxiety response to the hypervigilance. Also, there could be disrupted frontal cortex function. The frontal cortex of the brain is involved decision making, impulse control, emotion regulation. Sometimes we can go into something called, as per last episode podcast was about conduct. The disorder, which is interesting, and that comes back right from the frontal cortex, the conditioning of it. People may experience disrupted functions after trauma. This leads to difficulties in managing emotions and impulsivity, easy to get impulsive, and difficulty concentrating. So we're always losing our attention. There's also something called the altered stress response system. The trauma can impact the body's stress responses, including hypothalamic, pituitary adrenal, which it stands for HPA, which regulates the release of stress hormones. This can result in like a heightened physiological arousal, or your body tenses up, such as increased heart.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Operates hypervigilance in us. Basically, the body just tenses up. Nothing's calm. And so to help the hippocampus part of our brain to get unstuck, normally we get stuck and after experiencing trauma and PTSD, there are several simple methods that can be beneficial. Now let's look at some of these methods here. What things can we actually do? One thing, we can seek therapy, engaging in trauma-focused therapies like cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement, which is called the EMDR, can help process and integrate traumatic memories, allowing the brain to heal. If you get this trauma, move your eyes around. If you get any impressions that come to the mind, distract yourself from the movement of your eyes. Look at different things. It's almost like the grounding technique. We can practice mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Deep breath as a distraction. It's also good for us. Meditation and progressive muscle relaxation. That is tensing certain parts of the body unintentionally and releasing them. And can help regulate the stress response systems and then promote a sense of calm. And that's what we're trying to get into. The natural balancer. We have that in us. We have the ability to get neutralized instead of giving it all life, making it grow within us. And slowly we'll be able to dissolve itself and come to a natural state. We can engage in physical exercises. Regular exercises has been, it's important, and it improves our brain health. It actually promotes the growth of new neurons. There you go. New neurons. How good is that? There is hope. It can also help regulate the stress hormones, improve mood. So even a half an hour, 40-minute walk is all we need. We can maintain a healthy lifestyle, eating balanced diet, getting enough sleep, avoiding substances like alcohol or certain drugs. Yeah, this all helps in recovery in the long term. So it is practice, my friends, and how to do the work. I've also got another book. This mentions this on a book called How to Do the Work. Again, from Nicola LaPera. Get yourself a copy of that. It's amazing. We can build support networks, surrounding ourselves with understanding and supportive people. This will provide a beautiful sense of safety and help in the healing process. There's a lot of little tribes you can join, and we're all going through something and we need each other, all right? No one's alone. Get out there and do it. But again, it's okay even to feel nervous among these people, or even to fire up, even to hypervigilate, because we all understand each other. We're all there on the same journey. So everyone's different. Everyone's unique on this journey. So it's cool to, you know, accept and seek professional help. Psychologists, psychiatrists, you know, anxiety coaches like myself or people like that, counselors, you know, to help us out with the trauma and PTSD. That stands for post-traumatic stress disorders. Very complex stuff. So let's look at some other things that I've mentioned. Creative activities. You can do creative activities to neutralize, balance up. It's always practice, and the more we do this, and it's patience. Creative things like painting, writing, playing instruments, dancing. Again, it helps to stimulate the hippocampus part of the brain and promotes neuroplasticity. And it provides a positive outlet for our emotions, so we need an outlet. We need to be able to, you know, have escape from just the one thing. And then we can rewire the brain's response to trauma. Again, it'll help us rewire the brain's response to traumas. Get enough sleep. Lots of sleep. A regular routine's good for us. Get a good sleep hygiene going on. If you're sensitive, put some earplugs in. I recommend the gel tops are really good for me. They're comfortable and they're easy, because I'm personally very sensitive to noise, and I'm a late sleeper, so anything can disturb me. We can practice also cognitive exercises like writing, you know, doing puzzles, crosswords, journaling, you know, learning a new skill. You said instrument, playing an instrument. Even go in a little group, do some a drumming course or something like that. It's really cool in a group. And again, all these activities promote neurogenesis and enhanced memory recall for us, which is really important. Yep, it's important to have that life balance style. And we're looking at eating fruit, fish, vegetables, omega-3 oils, acids. All this brain food. We need that. Most important is to keep the stress down. And to also know that whatever we think, you know, it's whatever we fear. Fear stands for false evidence appearing real to us. Which is not real, but we think. But however, the mind is... I wanted to do another podcast on how we can mentally create the trauma or thought, and all of a sudden this is a known trauma or impression or thought, and straight away it goes to the gut tenses, and you start feeling that in the gut around the stomach area. That's not good for digestion. It's actually doing this over a long time, the stresses can actually lead into cancer. Not good, my friends. So socializing is very, make a connection with others out there in the same trip and in the same journey. It's really healthy to connect. Again, it helps with the hippocampus to stabilize. It creates meaningful relationship. It reduces stress around people. You can share stories. You're not alone. There's also one called one method we can use is called the transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is TMS, which is currently new, which uses magnetic fields to stimulate the brain's activity and neurofeedback, which helps individuals gain control over their brain activity, real-time feedback, which is kind of cool. I've never done that. Something new, but it's available. And so, my friends, that comes to another end of another podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please don't forget to subscribe. Pass us on to other people. Also, if you're interested in getting some exclusive material, there's courses available. There's a step form of courses available, how to relax, meditate, and plenty of resources available, and also running through my book page by chapter, discussing each chapter of my book from anxiety to tranquility. It's available. Also, that's available if you hear this podcast and you want to get a copy of me. I'm going to leave my email address, so please do just give us a, say I would like a copy, and I'll send you a copy to your email. Easy. So, all right, my friends, too easy. Make sure you have a wonderful day. Just chillax, take a few breaths, and enjoy the journey. All the best. Namaste, my friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.